You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Mindy. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes. Thank you, Mindy.
All right. And are you calling from a safe location? You're very welcome.
Yes.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Cornelia Paredes.
Oh, can you spell that for me, please?
Cornelia, Cornelia Paredes, Paredes.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay. And would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service today?
Yes, please.
All right. And can you verify your phone number for me?
469-766-3404.
All right. Give me just a moment here.
Well, I don't know if the freeway is a safe location, but I'm on the freeway.
Okay. Do you have your policy number?
665-226-697-989.
That was 665-2697.
669-789.
Okay. And can you verify your address for me, please?
3202 Arizona Avenue, Dallas, Texas, 75216.
And what's the year, make, model, and color of the vehicle?
It is a Tahoe 2007, and it's black.
I'm sorry, what year?
2007.
Okay, and what color is it?
Black.
Okay, bear with me just a moment. Give me just a moment. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's the reason for the breakdown today?
My tire just shredded into nothing.
Okay, which tire is it?
The driver's side rear. I'm gonna have to be towed because I don't have nothing to fix a tire.
You don't have a spare?
No, I don't have nothing. I have to be towed.
Okay. Give me just a moment here. Bear with me one moment, please. Okay, bear with me just a moment here. Let's see. I'm sorry, give me just a moment. Bear with me just a moment. And you do have emergency roadside assistance on your policy?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. Okay, there it goes. All right. It'll still shift into neutral and everything, and is it four-wheel drive?
Yes.
Okay. And is this service the result of an accident?
I'm sorry?
Is this service the result of an accident?
No.
Okay. You'll be with the car when they arrive?
Yes.
Will you be requiring a ride with the tow as well?
Yes.
Okay. And where's the car currently located?
I'm exit away from Loop 12. I'm on 114 going towards Loop 12 exit.
Interstate 114?
Yes.
And it's called what? What's the name of the exit?
I'm like a half a mile or less to the Loop 12 south exit.
Okay, give me just a moment. And Dallas?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, give me just a moment here. Do you see any landmarks, like any restaurants or hotels around you?
I'm right next to 114 where it says Las Colinas. It's a big old wall. It says Las Colinas. That's all I can see.
Okay. There's no businesses or anything that are off the interstate around you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's a couple of buildings, but I don't see no names on them.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't see this. On the bridge, I can't see the name of the bridge. Marshall Boulevard? Rachel Boulevard?
Okay.
It's right the overpass.
Okay. Are you past the West Northwest Highway? Or the Highway 348, maybe?
No, I'm on 114 going to Loop 12.
No, right. But I'm saying, have you already passed where the Northwest Highway meets up with that?
No, I'm nowhere near Northwest Highway.
All right, let me do this. Let me send you.
It's Rachel Boulevard. That's the overpass bridge where I'm in front of. Rachel, or something like that. Boulevard. My eyes aren't good, but let me see. Hold on.
Well, let me do this. Let me send you an SMS, and you can just click on the link, and you can enter your you can click on the link, and then you can just.
Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, because I'm not good. I'm not good with all of that either. Hold on. I took a picture. Hold on. Let me see if I can. Okay, it says SH114 is the main light on Rochelle Boulevard.
Just a moment.
I'm trying to get you there. Okay. The overpass bridge is Rochelle Boulevard. And at the light is SH114.
Okay, hold on. I mean, I'm not from there, and I'm like looking on Google Maps. Give me just a second. What I may have to do, let me try this. Let me go into satellite view and just ride down, like go down the interstate on it and see when I see that bridge, I guess.
Okay.
Because I think I can do a street view.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I might not be able to do a street view. Let's see.
Or 114 East is a ramp that's coming on. I don't know if you can look at University of Dallas. It says it's the next right.
That's University of Dallas. Okay. Hold on. Let me try that.
The next egg, it says the next right that is close by here where I'm at. I don't know.
Okay.
No buildings see. Or address right around here. I'm trying to look behind you, but I
okay, so if you make your next right, hold on. I see the University of Dallas, but this is not the freeway. Okay, hold on a second. I have to find
114.
All right. I see North Loop Road here. So hold on. Let me follow it around. Okay, that dead ended into Waterway Parkway. All right, hold on. I'm just going the wrong direction or something probably.
Or you can look see on 114 and there's a wall that says Las Colinas. I'm right next to it, side by side.
Okay, hold on just a second. If I'm gonna send you an SMS. If I send you an SMS, all you have to do is click on it and then read me the numbers that it gives you, the latitude and longitude.
Okay. How are you gonna send it to me?
All right, I'm sending it to you now. Give me just a second. No, it'll be like a text message pop up on your phone. You should get it now.
Okay, you want me to click on that? Do you want me to click on this or you want?
Yes, ma'am. Click on it.
Okay. It says user denied the request.
All right. What was the latitude again?
It doesn't say. It says user deny the request.
Okay, that means your location services are not cut on. Do you know how to open the location services on your phone or go to your Google Maps? It should tell you what your latitude and longitude is yourself if you know how to look it up.
No, I don't know how to look. Would I put Google Maps?
Yes, ma'am. Just open up your Google Map app.
Okay. Okay, I'm right. Let's see. Okay, what is this? University Park. Well, right here it's saying Las Colinas Boulevard is, I guess, is where it's next to me.
Okay, hold on.
I'm trying to.
Let me try to pull that up. All right.
Holy Trinity Seminar.
Holy Trinity.
Las Colinas. What am I close by?
The Holy. No, that's not gonna be it. Let's see. Let me see. You're still in Texas, right?
I guess I'm John Carpenter Freeway, 114.
You don't see on there anywhere on that same map you're looking on around it anywhere where it gives you the latitude and longitude coordinates. It'll be like two numbers, then a period, and then another series of like five numbers.
No, that's not showing up on my phone. I don't see that on my phone, on my map.
Well, whenever you're looking at your location, what does the screen say exactly?
Sima connections. It's showing me Las Colinas. There's a lake. You can't see which way is facing Loop 12.
Okay. On the map, do you see any businesses around you? Like, if you zoom in on it, does it tell you the name of any businesses?
That's what I'm... Quick Trip.
Spell that for me.
Hold on, let me find it. Quick Trip. Quick Trip.
Okay, give me just a moment.
I don't know if you can look for Regal Road.
Regal Road?
Yeah. R-E-G-A-L. It's showing that it's somewhere around here where I'm at.
I mean, like the city, state, and zip.
Oh, it's Irving, Texas. Irving, Dallas, Irving. I guess I'm in the Irving location near Las Colinas.
Okay. All right. I see you now. I see the Regal Road. Okay. And the Quick Trip gas station. Can you see those from where you're located by chance?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Let me zoom in and see if there's an exit right here. Yes, there is. Okay. So, and you said you're going southbound, right?
Yes, I'm heading south. Well, on the ramp to get on the freeway, it says East 114. And then it has the University of Dallas next right. But I'm heading south towards Loop 12. It's like half a mile from where I'm at to get there. Okay. I'm on 114.
Okay, south on I-114 toward Loop 12.
Yes.
Okay, let me just a moment. Bear with me just a moment.
Yeah, because you said you seen University of Dallas, right?
Oh, I was able to pull it up on the map, but I wasn't able to see where it was anywhere near where it was anywhere near the 114. So I'm going to map you right here to this gas station.
I think that the 35 turns into 114.
Okay.
Because I see the freeway right next to it.
Right. Okay. Let me see. Let me see where 39 is. Oh, you said 35?
Yeah.
Okay, I see that. Okay.
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 I think it turns into 114.
Okay. Let me see. Give me just a moment here. Let me map you to this. That's still construction loop. Hold on. I'm gonna map you to this. Okay. All right. Let's see, because this is about a half mile from the loop 412 exit. Okay. And it's right before the University of Dallas. So that should be about right. For the mileages and for the cost, we have to get it as exact as possible. So I'm sorry for putting you through all that. You just don't want to pay more because we gave them a landmark that was 2 miles away from where you are, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So your benefit does cover you up to 5 miles. Uh-oh, hold on a second. I didn't put in where you were going. Give me just a moment. I just realized that. Okay. All right, what's the address where you're going?
Home, 3202 Arizona Avenue, Dallas, okay. Texas, 75.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Would they be able to drop me off at a tire shop?
They can tell you to wherever you're going because your house is actually 11 miles away from you. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Your house is 16 miles away from you, so you're going to be above your benefit by 11 miles, which can become costly.
Okay.
Where's the nearest tire shop to where you are?
Probably 10 blocks from my house.
from where you are currently. Let me go put in that address and see where I see a tire shop at.
Okay.
That's because sometimes these can get expensive, the tows,
yeah.
And if you're having to pay for 11 miles out of pocket, it's going to run you a nice penny, I'm afraid. But if you can get to the tire shop and it's closer, then that makes a difference. Let's see here. So,
there's a tire shop near Zanger and Beckley Boulevard.
On Beckley Boulevard?
Beckley.
Beckley? I see Portillo Auto Services and Tires.
Yeah, it's on Beckley and near Zaner.
Beckley and Zaner?
Yeah, there's a tire shop around right there.
How do you spell Zaner?
S-A-N-G-E-A-R or something like that. Zaner.
I'm sorry,
I think it's S-A-N-G-A-R, Zanger.
Okay. Hold on just a moment. Okay. Let's see here. I'm sorry, give me just a moment. You said Sangar, Vaughn and Beckley. All right, now let me go see. Oh no, that's not right. That's the Saner Avenue.
That's probably it.
Well, it's not spelled the way you spelled it, though.
Oh, I'm probably saying it wrong.
What's the name of the tire shop?
I have no idea.
Okay. Let me try this real quick. That one that I was saying. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
All right. So I see one on West Northwest Highway. It says Portillo Tire and Auto Services. And that one's only a couple miles from you.
Okay. What street is it on?
It's going to be on, give me just a moment. North. Hold on just a second. I'm trying to see what the name of the street is. I'm sorry. It's not showing it all to me. All right. It's on West Northwest Highway, Dallas.
Oh, that's far from me.
It's far?
From the way I'm going. Yeah, from the way I'm going.
Okay. Because I'm mapping it from the address that I put you at. It's only, 3.1 miles.
Okay.
Unless I did something wrong. I need the name of a tire shop or either an exact address. That's the thing.
Oh, I don't know it.
All right, because if you pull up your Google services, let me see. I'm sorry. I'm looking at it. Doesn't look like this is that far from you on the map, but I'm not from Texas, so I don't really know where you are. But on the map, it's not far. It's 3.1 miles.
There's two different ways to go to my house, but I'm taking the faster way.
No, right, but this is to the tire shop, though. If you want to go to your house, it's gonna be 11 miles over.
Yeah, but the thing is, my husband's got to get to where I'm at because he has the money. I left my card at home. I was going to have him meet me there.
Okay. All right. Let me see what other tire places. Right. Let me just name to you the tire places that I see then. All right. I see one on Spring Lake Road, Tire Rack Mobile Tire Installation. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't know the names of the tire places.
Let me go put in your home address and see what's the closest one to your home address.
Okay.
South Ewing Avenue, are you familiar with that?
Illinois Avenue?
No, South Ewing Avenue, E-W-I-N-G. It's about 2.1 miles from your house.
Yeah, it's a little bit further down from my house. The one I'm looking for is on Beckley Avenue.
Can you spell that?
Beckley?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, hold on. Beckley. Beckley.
All right, and are you on South Beckley?
East. I'm trying.
I only see a north and a south. Okay, maybe it's this right. I see a North Zang Boulevard. Is that probably the name of the street you were trying to tell me? It's at Beckley.
No. It's Zang and Beckley's a little bit closer. It's more upward to Zang. I mean to Beckley and Zanger. Zanger Street with an F. S-A-G or something. There's a park, Zanger Park. I mean, Beckley Park. It's near there.
Okay.
Beckley Recreation Center. That's the closest right there.
Okay. Okay, give me just a moment. All right, I see Beckley and Zanger Park.
That's it. There's a tire shop on Beckley past the park.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Past the park?
Yeah. Going okay. Beckley.
Yeah, I'm on Beckley. I'm just looking for a tire shop.
There's the recreation center, Beckley Recreation and Zaner.
Mm-hmm.
Going towards Illinois Boulevard. There's the first tire shop on your left hand side. I don't know.
Haram. And it makes it hard sometimes because we're not from there. Yeah. And I'm just looking at a map, like freehand and looking at a map. I have no idea what I'm looking at other than the names of these streets. And give me just a minute. I'm looking for a tire shop. I don't see anything on here yet that says tire shop.
It's there. There's like 50 of them. But it's the first tire shop.
Okay, let me do this and go to directions and from tire shop. All right. All right, Beckley Avenue. I've got Amador Tire Shop, Pareso Tire Shop, Latino's Tire Shop, Don Chevy or something Tire Shop.
Are all of those?
They're all on South Beckley.
Okay. It's in between Illinois Boulevard.
I don't see an Illinois Boulevard.
Or Avenue.
But I'm right next to the park.
Okay, you're right next to the park.
Mm-hmm.
It's like maybe the first tire shop coming from the recreation center park. Maybe the first one name you see.
Is it next to a park. Is it next to a Tortillerio Tizantla restaurant?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. I do see this. That's the Amador Tire Shop.
And right next to it, there's a hamburger place.
All right, there is another restaurant. Wingfield's Breakfast and Burger. I got you.
I think.
All right, so that's going to be 2619 Beckley Avenue. Give me just a moment. Let me go put that in your tattoo.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take pictures of all this stuff just in case next time.
All right, let's see how many miles this is from you.
And I've been sitting here over an hour.
Okay. And this is still going to be over your benefit by 10 miles. I can call and get you some estimates.
Okay.
And so if you choose to proceed, what payment options do you have available to you at this time, just in case the service does cost more than your benefit covers?
How much are they charging?
I'm not sure. I'll have to call around and get the estimates and call you. I won't send anybody without first okaying it with you, the cost.
Okay.
Okay. So, would you be making the payment by cash or debit card or credit card?
Debit card.
Okay. Let me just a moment here. Allow me just a little bit to work on this. Let me get a couple of quotes, and I'm going to call you back with the best offer that I can get and see if it's okay with you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, no problem. And I'll be calling you back at the number you provided me, the 469-766-3404.
Thank you.
All right, no problem, and thanks for using Roadside. Have a good day.
Thank you.